Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting 7th. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Brian Stevens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Brian Stevens. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Gillenwater moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2. And the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar misplays the ball. That's an error on Kozar. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cohn scores. Vernon scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gillenwater. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Gillenwater steals second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gillenwater. Dillinger scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Pretty moves to third. It's 5-4, Browns. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt strikes out. 1 out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to win covering. Safe. Pretty scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from early and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-1 in the game. Layton hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Layton who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Browns. Frank Biskin now pitching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohn is hit by the pitch. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Partee reaches second base with a double. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin takes first base on ball 4. Milo Candini now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Partee moves to third. Biskin moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Platt reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 2 in the game. Layton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater, who is chasing the ball. Layton reaches third base with a triple. Platt scores. It's 7-5, Browns. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Layton scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Milo Candini. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Biskin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Biskin reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Pieretti covering. Safe. Biskin moves to third. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Biskin scores. Dillinger moves to third. Pretty moves to second. It's 9-5, Browns. Ramon Garcia now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Dylan just scores. Pretty scores. Platt moves to third. It's 11-5, Browns. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Layton takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Platt scores. Zarrilla scores. Layton moves to second. It's 13-5, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia fires to third and has Layton trapped. There's the throw to Kozar, who tags Layton for the out. Partee moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pellegrini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Cohn moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Cohn moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Al Evans pinch hits for Jake Early. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Senators 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biskin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Biskin moves to third. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biskin scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 14-5, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 15-5, Browns. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Platt is hit by the pitch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Zerilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Pretty scores. Platt moves to second. It's 17-5, Browns. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kozar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Platt moves to third. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Layton. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Layton steals second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Partee strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biskin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kozar takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Tom McBride pinch hits for Dick Welteroth. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Kozar moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. One out. It's 17-6, Browns. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Layton. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Kozar scores. McBride moves to third. It's 17-7, Browns. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Senators 7. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Biskin hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 17, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.